From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Ryan Famuliner. Missouri has executed its fourth death row inmate this year. Marshall Griffin reports that Richard Strong was put to death in Bon Terre last night.
Strong died by lethal injection shortly before 7 p.m. Tuesday after Governor Jay Nixon refused to grant clemency and the U.S. Supreme Court denied a stay of execution. Attorney Jennifer Herndon had hoped that the clemency request from Strong's 14-year-old daughter would make a difference.
But in the end, I think probably the viciousness of the crime and the fact of the young child being killed and how brutal it was just too much to overcome.
Strong was convicted of killing his girlfriend and her 2-year-old daughter from another relationship in their St. Louis County apartment in October 2000. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Missouri Governor Jay Nixon is traveling to the nation's capital to participate in a panel discussion about exports sponsored by a presidential advisory council. Nixon departed yesterday for Washington and is scheduled to be part of a meeting today of the President's Export Council. An agenda lists a panel discussion about 21st century competitiveness. Nixon spokesperson Scott Holstey says the panel discussion will also include the governor of South Carolina and the mayor of Fresno, California. He says it will be moderated by Jim McNeary Jr., who's chairman and CEO of the Boeing Company. Later this week, Nixon is to leave for France to attend the Paris Air Show. Some participants in that trade trip will also be going to Ireland, though Nixon will not. The Columbia Board of Education has approved the 26-acre land purchase agreement for the new Cedar Ridge Elementary School. The building plans for the new school on the east side of Columbia will be released sometime next year. It will be located near the Vineyard subdivision off of Highway WW and was chosen because it allows a portion of students to walk to school. And the board believes it'll better serve the growing area on that side of town. Board member Christine King says the current Cedar Ridge location does not have any room to expand and has a lot of classes still in trailers that were only a temporary solution.
Our goal is by 2020 we want to get rid of trailers in county public schools. So we're planning as of right now to repurpose Cedar Ridge once we build the new elementary school. What it's going to be repurposed to be used for, we don't know that yet.
King says the school should be completed and open in 2018. The push to oust Ferguson's mayor has hit a snag after a group pressing for the recall failed to gather enough valid signatures. Eric Fay of the St. Louis County Board of Election Commissioners says that while 1,814 valid signatures were needed to remove James Knowles III from office in the St. Louis suburb, only 1,008 were certified. Signatures must be from Ferguson residents who were registered to vote during the last mayoral election. But the issue may not be over. According to Ferguson's charter, pursuers of the recall have an additional 10 days to add more signatures. I'm Ryan Famuliner, KBIA News, Columbia.